Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Yeah. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It has been an incredible couple of weeks for the Las Vegas City Council. We have a change atop the leadership relative to the mayor pro temship. Michelle Fiore is out. It looks like Stavros Anthony is in, but that has to be confirmed with a vote of the council coming up in just a couple of weeks. In fact, on I believe it's going to be around the 1st of July. Stavros Anthony is the man that Mayor Carolyn Goodman has tabbed to be the next mayor pro tem. He joins us. And Stavros, you've been a little busy, not just doing your day job with the city council, but you're now going to become, it looks like, mayor pro tem, and you're running for higher office over in the county. You've been a little busy, my friend.
Well, good to be with you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on the show, and it has been a kind of a busy couple of months between the COVID-19 and our budget and all the violent protests that have been out there. And Councilman Fiore has stepped down as the mayor pro tem, and the mayor, Carolyn Goodman, called and asked me if I would do it, and I said I will serve any way you would like me to serve to help make this a great city. So it'll actually be, I believe it's July 8th, is a city council meeting where I'll be confirmed as the next mayor pro tem.
What does the mayor pro tem do? I mean, is this like more duties? Is this more meetings? Is this? I mean, you're trying to run for office.
Yeah, the nice thing is I'm retired from Metro, so I have a little bit more time on my hands. That's a good thing. But there's some more responsibilities. The number one priority for the mayor pro tem is if the mayor's not available for an event or some kind of a proclamation, or she's not available for a meeting. Or if for some reason she is completely, she can't perform the duties for whatever reason, then I would step in as the mayor to act at the meeting or go to an event or that sort of thing. So it's not a lot of extra time, but there is some extra time put into it. But there's obviously extra responsibility if the mayor for some reason is not available.
But by and large, it's kind of like being vice president, isn't it? Where you do a lot of ribbon cuttings and a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. There's more ribbon cuttings. There's more events to go to. If the mayor's not available for a city council meeting, for example, then I would actually run the meeting that day. So it is comparable to the vice president. That's correct.
One of the things that troubled me over the course of the last couple of weeks was the Cedric Creel deal, Michelle Fiore. And I know one of the things you and I have talked about, and I've talked with it with Victoria and with Michelle over the months, that this last 6 months, a year, whatever it's been, has been really almost surreal in that. There's bipartisanship on the council. A lot of the votes are not even close. There's collegiality, and all that's been kind of upended by this whole thing. Does that worry you?
Well, it does. I mean, that's the one thing we really strive to do is we strive to be professional on the city council. And if for some reason we disagree on policy issues, it should not be personal. It should be professional. We should all state our case and why we're going to vote a certain way, and that's how we vote. And then the seven votes are counted, and that's how the agenda item passes or fails. It's unfortunate that sometimes it does get personal. I try very, very hard not to do that. I want to make sure that we're all working to make Las Vegas a great place to live and a great place to work and a safe place to live. But unfortunately, sometimes these issues do become personal, and it just depends on how long that particular animosity continues.
Can you talk a little bit about you're obviously termed out, and that's kind of important, but explain why you're running for county commission, and how would the job be different?
Well, as you mentioned, I am termed out. Ward 4 is completely in Clark County Commission. District C, which is basically the northwest part of the valley, it's about the population of District C is about three times the size of my ward. But, you know, it's really not that much different. It's a local government. So what I'm doing today is what I plan on doing on the county commission. And my first priority is public safety, making sure that Metro is funded to provide public safety. I mean, I can't believe that there's discussions today across the country to not only defund police, but to eliminate police departments. This is the craziest stuff that I've ever heard in my entire career. So I'm going to make sure that we have officers that are out, you know, patrolling our neighborhoods and keeping our community safe and arresting violent felons and that sort of thing. And it's the other part is really the broken windows theory, is dealing with the small things like graffiti, shopping carts, junk cars. So my priority is always that when somebody walks out in front of their home and they look around, or they drive around their neighborhood, that they're proud of their neighborhood, they're proud of their city, they're proud of their county, they feel safe, they can say, yeah, I really like living here. And that's really what local government is primarily responsible. I'm going to continue doing that on the county commission.
Does it worry you when you see on cable news and even our local news people that are marching and demanding that we essentially gut our police force, that we defund, that's such a bizarre word, but defund our cop shops around the country? It seems antithetical, especially for a guy like you that has roots in law enforcement.
It does bother me. I mean, when the recession hit back around 10 years ago, Metro, which is our primary Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, which is our primary policing agencies, we went from two officers per thousand down to 1.7 officers per thousand because the money just wasn't available. The recession hit local government very hard, and you could see the difference. I mean, there were less officers out on patrol. Crime was starting to tick up, and we worked very hard as the economy came back to get up to two officers per thousand. So I guarantee you there's a direct correlation between police officers out in the field and crime. The less officers you have, the more crime you're going to have, because these folks have taken an oath and they're dedicated to go out there and keep our community safe. And if they don't do it, then vigilantes are going to start doing it, and people are going to start trying to keep themselves safe, which they should always be doing. But we need a police department to be the ones that are protecting our community. So as long as I'm on the city council and when I'm on the county commission, I'm going to fight to make sure that we have police departments that are funded correctly, that police officers that are trained, have the best equipment, because I know these men and women, they want to go out there and protect our community.
Do you have any feel for the executive order that the president signed the other day and the Justice Policing Act of Tim Scott from South Carolina? Does any of that stuff that they're talking about nationally make sense locally?
You know, that's a great question, Kevin. I haven't actually seen the details of that executive order. What I can tell you, though, is, the years that I've been policing, and really going back 100 years, policing and police departments have been reforming all the time. I mean, we were went to community policing. We went to problem-oriented policing. We got involved in body cameras. So we're constantly working with the community to find out what the community wants from their police department and how we can be better trained, better equipped, more professional. In fact, I'm a commissioner with the Commission on Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agencies. It's a national organization. It's voluntary, where police departments can sign up and go through a multi-year rigorous procedure where they become accredited with what's called CALEA, the Commission on Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agencies, and we implement what we consider the best practices in policing. And if a police department accredits with us, then we know they're following the gold standard in policing. So police departments are not scared of reform. They're not worried about reform. We just have to look at the details find out exactly what people are asking for, to find out, is it really going to have an impact? And as you mentioned, does it have to be on a national level, or should it be on a state level, or should it be just a local level? Those are the discussions we have to have. So I'm looking forward to looking at that executive order and seeing if it really applies to our local police departments, because maybe we're already doing a lot of those things.
Well, and it should be noted that there will be grants attached to such credentialing, as you were talking about, federal grants to local communities. The question is, and we're going to get into this in our next segment, is policing done better at the local level or at the national level or the state level? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Stavros Anthony joining us. He is Las Vegas City Councilman and a candidate for County Commissioner. You know, we just started to touch on it, and we ran into a break. But I want to ask you the basic question, which I think needs to be debated. We've got Congress trying to put together policing reforms, Black Lives Matter, going after police departments and defunding them and all of that stuff. But I want to ask you the basic question of, is policing better done at the federal level, at the state level, or at the local level, the county, the city?
You know, Kevin, that's a great question. If you look around the world, most countries have a national police force. It's one police department that polices the entire country. Here in the United States, we have what's called a federal system. It's under our concept of federalism, where you have federal, state, and local. So when it comes to policing, you have some law enforcement agencies on a federal level, like the FBI, the DEA, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, that are responsible for enforcing federal law. You probably have maybe 100 of those. And then each state is going to have some type of a state police, which are actual state police or a highway patrol. So we have a Nevada Highway Patrol. Obviously, there's about 50 of those, but most police departments are local. We have probably somewhere around 80,000 local police departments throughout the United States, whether it's a county sheriff or a police chief for LAPD or a police chief for a little small town. And really, we want it that way. It was set because we wanted local communities to be in charge of and responsible for their police department. We didn't want really Washington, D.C. telling Mesquite, Nevada how their police department should work, because they don't know what's going on in Mesquite. So whenever there's a national call for police reform, a blanket sweep of all these 80,000 police departments, you really need to look at, is this something that needs to be done for all of policing, or do these issues need to be pushed down to at the local level and let the local police departments handle it? So, for example, here in Las Vegas, we have an elected sheriff who runs the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And then we have the city of Las Vegas and Clark County that actually funds it. So the sheriff is autonomous, Sheriff Lombardo, to run the police department, but he has to rely on what the city and the county have to say when it comes to the budget. So it's a better process to have local communities decide what's good for their communities and what they want their police departments to do.
Does it work as a guy that's been in the system, a guy that's been observing the system from the outside looking in? Does it work?
As far as local government?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I think it works very well because it should be the residents of the city calling their city councilman and saying, hey, we need some kind of reform, or we need some kind of policing, or we're having a problem in our neighborhood. And then that city council person calls the sheriff and says, hey, this is going on in this community. And that's how we should really be doing police. It's people are reaching out to their elected officials to say, well, there's a problem in my neighborhood. Going to solve a gang problem in a particular neighborhood. They don't know what's happening there. The gang problem is going to be taken care of by local elected officials and the sheriff working together to deal with that particular incident. So that's the way it should be, and I think most people want policing that way.
Stavros, in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you what's going on out in Seattle. That, to me, is just bizarre, the idea that a bunch of hooligans, a bunch of anarchists can take over six city blocks in a major U.S. city and simply call it the Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ, or whatever you want to call it. What do you make of that, and what has Seattle done wrong? What has their leadership done that you would do differently?
Well, first of all, I have to say I feel very sorry for the people that live in that zone and have a business in that zone, because they've been taken over. They can't. I don't know how you live in something like that. I don't know how you have a business in something like that. So I feel terrible for the folks that are in there. But it's elected officials that have decided in Seattle that the mob is going to take over. The anarchists are going to take over. That's absolutely unbelievable to me that we would have something like that where people can just take over a part of a city, take their private property, do whatever they want with it, and they're not responding. The city council and the police department should not have allowed that to happen right from the beginning, because now that it's been taken over, you're going to have to go in there and clear it out and clear those people out, and they should do that, or they're just going to let it sit there, and the people that live and work in that area are not getting the protection that they should be getting from the police department. So to allow that to happen in the first place was just a travesty as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Stavros, continued success, my friend, and we will talk again soon. I promise when we get the studios opened up, for guests, we'll have you in studio, okay?
Very good. And my website is StavrosAnthonyForDistrictCity.com. And anybody who has any information, you can go there, or you can call me or email me. And look forward to your support on the Clark County Commission.
There you go, Stavros Anthony. July 8th is the vote. July 8th is the vote for Mayor Pro Tem. So he'll be a Mayor Pro Tem in a city, in the city of Las Vegas. And then... imagine what his business card is going to look like pretty soon. This is just incredible. I'm Kevin Wall. Coming up, what if you lose your insurance benefits from your employer? What if your employer goes away? We'll talk about that with Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare Communications Director. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there is a crash on Interstate 15 northbound at Desert Inn. There are several vehicles involved. It's consuming the left lane, so you're definitely going to want to stay to the right as you work your way through the resort area there, 15 North. at Desert Inn. Also, slow flows 15 south at Tropicana. You're still heavy there on the Beltway in a couple of areas. Some lane restrictions there is causing some congestion. West 215 at Green Valley, 215 east at Valley Verde. And we're also getting some slowing as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, and that's causing backups on that transition as you leave 15 north.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Interesting comments by Raiders owner Mark Davis to ESPN saying he has given his coaches and GMs the green light to sign Colin Kaepernick if they have wanted to, all the way dating back to 2017. So that goes back to Jack Del Rio and Reggie McKenzie into the current regime being led by head coach John Gruden. There is going to be a change at the top of the Las Vegas Lights, the soccer team announcing that Eric Winalda is out as the head coach. They play just one match prior to the shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, but they're scheduled to get started again in July. This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This Father's Day, near or far, show Dad you care with a gift he'll love. At Kohl's, save on shirts and shorts, the Ninja Foodie Grill, and get 25% off Under Armour, Nike, and Adidas. Plus, get an extra 20 or 15% off. Plus, an extra $10 off your Father's Day purchase of $50 or more. You don't have to spend a lot to say thanks, Dad. Offers valid June 11th through 21st. 25% off active. Offers and coupons do not apply. 10 off 50 with promo code DAD10. 15 or 20% off with promo code SAVEMORE. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Summer's here, and it's time to enjoy the season. That means it's time to feed your yard with Scotts. It's easy to help your lawn stand up to summer's wear and tear, to keep it lush and green and help prevent those brown spots. It's time to get outside and enjoy every day. And Scotts has got you covered, because even though this summer may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. It's time to enjoy your yard. Scotts. It's good out here.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll be joined in just a couple minutes by Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare Communications Director. And one of the things we're going to talk about is this notion that a lot of people, I mean, when we get towards the first of a month, a lot of people are going to lose their health care. They're going to lose their health care benefits. Their company is going under. They were covered for 3 months, and that's a problem. I mean, that's what we're finding is there are a lot of people out there who are going to be on the outside looking in when it comes to their health care. And one of the things that we're going to try and do is show you something a little different. something just a hair different. I want you to hear, and this is John Bolton. This is cut number 5. This is John Bolton. He was on with, what was this, Martha Raddatz on ABC. It's an ABC News exclusive. And claiming that the president is unfit for office. This is cut number 5 while we wait for Matt Bellis. Here is John Bolton on ABC News. Here it is.
You described the president as erratic, foolish, behaved irrationally, bizarrely. You can't leave him alone for a minute. He saw conspiracies behind rocks and was stunningly uninformed. He couldn't tell the difference between his personal interests and the country's interests.
I don't think he's fit for office. I don't think he has the competence to carry out the job. There really isn't any guiding principle that I was able to discern other than what's good for Donald Trump's reelection.
You say that you were astonished by what you saw. A president for whom getting reelected was the only thing that mattered, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation?
Well, I think he was so focused on the reelection that longer-term considerations fell by the wayside. So if he thought he could get a photo opportunity with Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone in Korea, there was considerable emphasis on the photo opportunity and the press reaction to it, and little or no focus on what such meetings did for the bargaining position of the United States.
That was John Bolton with Martha Raddatz. Remember, she's the one that cried. Wasn't she the one that cried when the president won election? Yeah, really sad. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with a friend of ours. He's been with us for many, 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 many years. He is Matt Bellis. He is communications director for Liberty HealthShare, and he joins us. Matt, how you doing? Okay, we do not have Matt at this point, which by the way, is okay. We will get to him here shortly. But one of the things I want to do, I want to find out what people do when they're confronted with this transition. The company they used to work for either A, doesn't exist, or doesn't pay benefits anymore. No. What happens to these people? There's no open enrollment for these people. There's no Obamacare, you know, open enrollment like there used to be. We'll talk about that. Just bizarre. By the way, I want to go to cut 3 because this is Kayleigh McEnany. She's been on the show so many times. And now she's the president's press secretary. Pretty cool. Friends in high places? Yeah. No, I think that's great. But let's go to cut 3 real quick, because Kayleigh McEnany talked about the John Bolton story of Chinese help with the reelection, and she pretty well debunked it. Let's go to cut 3. Kayleigh McEnany earlier today on the driveway at the on the driveway just outside the White House. Pretty cool stuff. Here it is, Kayleigh McEnany.
Robert Lighthizer has been asked this on the fly, in fact. He was asked it without even reading that and immediately said that is absolutely untrue. And I would note no president has been tougher on China than President Trump. The trade deal, the billions in tariffs, this president has been tough on China from the very beginning.
If there were so many false claims in this book, why did it take 6 months for the White House to review this? It's still not even
It was going through a classified review process. It still is going through that process. We take classified information seriously. It puts people at risk. It puts sources at risk. And it's a process that we meticulously look through. And it was undergoing a review process that's still ongoing. Again, it's still undergoing the review process. We take classified information seriously. John Bolton apparently does not. And this was absolutely appalling that he chose to do this. He, more than anyone, being a part of the NSC, should know that classified information is very serious, being someone who's been a part of two different governments, in fact, and should be very well versed in classified information.
What specifically in here is classified that's damaging? Now, everybody has it now. So what's damaging in here that's a problem?
Again, I'm not going to get into details on this. It's going through the review process. It shouldn't be out. Being in the National Security Committee, John Bolton should, in fact, understand that. He is a misguided hawk on foreign policy and a weak dove of an author, and this is despicable that he chose to publish this book without fully going through the review process.
That's Kayleigh McEnany, the John Bolton story of Chinese help with the re-election. Two eyewitnesses say they don't know anything about this, and they were there at this dinner, I guess. And in fact, when we come back, we will reschedule, by the way, Matt Bellis. We had a scheduling snafu. We'll fix that, and we'll get him rescheduled for later in the week or early next week. When we come back, we'll hear from a guy that has been an eyewitness to this John Bolton stuff. Peter Navarro, a special advisor to the president, and says that this book is deep state revenge porn. What a great term. Is that? No, I'm serious. That is amazing stuff. He's calling it deep state revenge porn. We'll see if you agree with that. Don't forget, coming up to top of the hour, very excited, Danny Tarkanian, a voice from our past. He's been on the show. He achieved pretty close to... No, he did. He achieved essentially co-host status on this show for the longest time. Danny Tarkanian will join us from Northern Nevada. He won an election last week. Not by much, but he won an election. We'll do that and more coming up. Peter Navarro, though, coming up. We'll get to Peter Navarro coming up in just a couple of minutes. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Are you hot in your bedroom? Don't lose your cool. Call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. You've heard it all before. We're the best.
We're the cheapest.
We'll save you 50%.
Yeah, right.
50% off what?
Blah, blah, blah.
At Active Air Conditioning,
we don't come out to pick your pocket.
We come out to service your needs.
If you want a healthy, professional AC technician, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357.
So remember, if it's hot in your bedroom, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall back with you on AM 670 KMZQ this hour. Brought to you by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. In fact, ask Summer all the questions you want. She's waiting to take your call. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIBCOA. The Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Peter Navarro has become a really good spokesperson, a surrogate, if you will, for the President of the United States. I mean, some of the stuff that he comes up with is absolutely incredible. I want you to listen to... Peter Navarro was on... Where was he? He was on Fox today. He was talking about the John Bolton book, and that the book is, in his words, and this is a phrase that he has coined, deep state revenge porn. This is cut six, Jim. Here it is, Peter Navarro, earlier today on Fox.
In the Bush administration, the big lie he told there was that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. He used that for the campaign to invade Iraq, and that cost us tremendous amounts of blood and treasure. Peter, that's something that the president absolutely opposed. And then when he left the Bush administration, Ed, when he left the Bush administration, what did he do? He did the same kind of revenge porn. This is deep swamp revenge porn on the part of John Bolton. He did the same thing with the Bush administration.
You're calling it revenge porn.
It's the deep swamp political equivalent of revenge porn. The guy got fired because he didn't obey the chain of command, because he was out of touch with what President Donald J. Trump stands for in terms of foreign policy. Okay. He created his own autonomous zone here at the White House. He disrespected everybody. He had nothing to do with the China policy. And by the way, I was at that dinner. He was sitting right beside me. Yeah. That tale he told. I didn't hear that tale.
Real
so
quick.
So you kind of wonder what his thing is other than making money with Simon and Schuster and helping Xi and Putin weaken this administration.
But his central charge is that the president is unfit for office. Your answer to that.
This is the greatest president we've ever had in modern history on the economy. He is a president on national security who does not want to get this country into foreign wars, and that's what John Bolton doesn't like. John Bolton wants to send the American army all over the world to topple people in Venezuela and stay in Afghanistan, stay in Iraq.
But Peter, you go back to people who are going to challenge that and say that the president chose to bring him on board as his national security advisor, knowing his viewpoints.
Indeed he did. And the president gave John Bolton the second chance after Bolton begged for the job. And right now what we've got is Bolton, big lie Bolton, book deal Bolton, who's basically going out and spinning lies just like he did during the Bush administration. I think there is, I mean, look, it's almost comic to this guy. He comes in here in his, like, seersucker summer suits with the big mustache. I was in a staff meeting one time. He walked in, and he was absolutely giddy at the prospect of a coup in Venezuela. It was, like, weird. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. This is a serious, serious matter, and he's giddy. There's something wrong with that dude. And this is not right what he's doing. I mean, this is not comporting with the tradition of people serving in administrations. He's basically throwing grenades at this administration to make money with Simon and Schuster. He knows exactly what he's doing, but he's done it before.
I love a guy that uses the word dude in answer to a question of Sandra Smith of Fox News. No, I really do. I love the use of the word dude, especially in our nation's capital, especially out in front of the White House. There's something magical about that. When we come back, we'll preview our 5 o'clock hour. It's big, and it's got an old friend in it. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Danny Tarkanian. He is gone but not forgotten. Now, for those of you that don't know, about a year ago, maybe a little less, Danny Tarkanian picked up and moved his family, Amy and all the kids, and moved them to northern Nevada. I think it's either Minden or Gardnerville, but it's Douglas County. And it's just, having been up there for the Basque Fries, it is absolutely friggin' incredible. A lot of ranches and open space and mountains. A great place to bring up a family. And one of the things that I think Danny and Amy were thinking about was we need a place where we can raise our family that is a little more subdued, shall we say, rather than the strip in Las Vegas. And so they packed everything up and moved it all. And the one time I've talked to him, I think I've talked to him once since, and he says they're really enjoying it. I'm going to tell you, I think what Danny did took a lot of faith. I mean, to just uproot and move to northern Nevada is a major, major step. Last Tuesday, or actually in the last few days, I guess the official numbers have come out, but he won. Yeah, he did. He won in District 1 in the primary, and he won by 17 votes, and he beat an incumbent, Dave Nelson, by 17 votes. Not sure if there's going to be a recount or anything like that. But there aren't that many votes to count in Douglas County, I promise you. But Danny Tarkanian will join us. He has apparently won the primary. He is heavily favored to win the general election. I mean, this is Douglas County. This ain't Clark County, you know, with 70,000 culinary workers down on the strip waiting to vote against you. No. This is a little bit of a different deal. We'll find out, though, how he likes the move to northern Nevada. And we'll find out if the incumbent, Dave Nelson, is demanding a recount or is it on to the general. We'll find out. It's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
It's real news, no spin. And what better place than on the Heidi Harris Show? The O'Reilly Update can now be heard at 8:45 each weekday morning. What the mainstream media simply won't tell you, Bill and I will. It's the O'Reilly Update, weekday mornings at 8:45 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.